Okay, hello, we are the Soma Mythbusters from Mexico, Arturo Viveros and Rolando Carrasco. And today we are going to have a podcast previewing ICS, Oracle ICS, that for all we know it's going to be released very soon by Oracle. And well, we've been evaluating this tool for almost a year. We were in open world, we saw some demos, we saw some slides from the project management team. And then we went to a couple of beta programs, so we were able to play with it a little. So Rolando, after this evaluation we made for almost a year, what are your first impressions, or what do you think about Oracle ICS?
Yes, thank you, Arturo. Well, yes, it was a big surprise for myself by the time we started to work with the tool, even that we tested in a beta program. It was, I would say, basically pretty much what the tool is going to offer to the market. And my first impression was that it was going to be a hit for Oracle. And it is a very unique need that the cloud-based applications are looking in terms of integration. And in my opinion, the tool itself is looking pretty awesome. It has a lot of functionalities. It is making the objective that it was made for. It is not offering something that is not related with cloud integration. In my opinion, it is a very good move by Oracle, not only because they are trying to get into this cloud market and trying to make a lot of noise that Oracle is already a cloud company, but not only because of that, but because there is a reality in the market with this need, and we are constantly going with customers and realizing that they really have this need. So it was in January when we have the beta program, and it was definitely a good experience. I think once the product is GA and we are able to use it and the customers start to use it, and more documentation is going to be available and more people is going to be using it, it's going to be pretty much what we know and what we expect from an Oracle product. So it was a good experience. I think it was great. In open world, we kind of had the opportunity to, not to use it, not in my case. I just had the opportunity to have a demo and a couple of sessions. At the first time, or the first glance, it was not as straightforward in my case to get the message from Oracle where they were going to be heading into this. But once I just got with some of the product managers and had a couple of conversations of what the tool is all about, then I just realized the power of it. And the only thing that I would just recommend is to not get into this place of getting confusion. So if this is the SOA in the cloud, or if this is going to be a replacement of the Oracle SOA suite, because that is not the case. This is an integration tool. So, Arturo, is this a good moment for Oracle to release ICS?
Okay, well, I think it is. I think they should release it very soon, because there's a lot of momentum right now. The Oracle Cloud World events, for example, they've been happening all over the world. We're going to have one in Mexico in about a month. And I mean, all the customers, all the partners, they know what this is about. They are they have great expectations. We, for example, we already see a lot of opportunities in Mexico to position the product. Oracle has given us green light to start promoting it. So definitely, it has to come out soon. I mean, to take advantage of the momentum and of the situation. On the other hand, the competition has also grown stronger. So I think it's a great moment for ICS to come around. I mean, I think if Oracle just sticks a fork in it, they will find out that it's done, and it needs to come out very, very, very soon. So, Rolando, talking about this competition, how do you think Oracle ICS stacks up against its main competitors, and which competitors do you know that they are already with this kind of high-pass offering?
Well, I think it's both the normal competitors for Oracle and the pure players who already has an offering around high-pass. I think it's a mix in terms of how Oracle is going to face this competition and what is exactly the competition for Oracle. Because, or I'm saying this because there are very pure players in the market, or players who has been, I would say, for more than a year, maybe a couple of years, maybe even more, already offering something of iteration in the cloud, let's say Mule. And in the other hand, there are the big competitors like IBM, SAP, and so on. So I think Oracle against those competitors is pretty much going to win the battle, because the technology which is beneath the Oracle ICS, Exalogic, Oracle SOA Suite, Oracle Service Bus, and you name it, is going to be the difference. In the other hand, Oracle is already a very good player for cloud-based applications like right now Taleo, Fusion CRM, the human resources cloud that Oracle offers. So Oracle has already a market to attack, and who is going to be better than Oracle to solve this integration need between those cloud-based applications? And in the other hand, for the pure players and for customers who has maybe an SAP cloud-based application or any other cloud-based application, or Oracle is also going to be a good option for them. So in my opinion, Oracle is in a very good position for this. And I would not be surprised that Oracle is going to be heading to be one of the leaders and who is going to make the steps to move the market forward in the way that they want to move it. So I think Oracle is going to be very, very well positioned for this. And Arturo, could you describe a scenario where Oracle ICS will immediately add value to the business?
Okay, yeah, that's something very interesting. I mean, it's important that customers can identify scenarios where ICS is going to add business value. So for a quick example of this, let's imagine a sales organization which is already using some CRM type of application in the cloud. No, it could be Salesforce.com, for example, or the CRM product from Oracle itself. Okay, and in this kind of scenarios, sometimes it may be that the success has already surpassed the expectations the organization had for it, not only for sales, but also for the rest of the company. No, and it happens that other applications are adopted in the cloud. Maybe one of them focused on tracking, for example, service incidents from the customers. No, so there would be a very natural contact interaction between both the CRM and this other tracking application. Okay, and these service requests, these incidents would need to be in sync with both CRM, the other cloud application. With a sales representative, for example, he would not like that he calls a customer, he wants to offer a new product or a promotion, and then the customer responds with a negative, you know, because he's angry because an open incident hasn't been, it's affecting its operation and hasn't been remedied, okay? And so this is something the sales representative will not be aware of because he sees only the screen of the CRM and he doesn't have this information, you know, because this is a manual process. So here ICS would come and solve the problem almost seamlessly and very quickly. And this is, here we have in play some of the greatest benefits of ICS. For example, the time to market. I mean, ICS being a cloud offering, I mean, you just pay for the service and it's already set up. It's rapidly provisioned, so you can start using it right away with a nice and easy to learn user interface. Okay, so and you have the adapters. You have, for example, the Salesforce.com adapter. You have the applications adapter, for example, for Eloqua or for Right Now, or for incident management. So you can very quickly connect these cloud applications, make them talk to each other, and just go live with it. I mean, with very little effort. So the time to market is almost immediate. You don't need to invest in infrastructure, in a big development team. I mean, the release process is also much quicker. So this is something very different from what organizations are accustomed to do. I mean, we've seen or we know for some information from Gartner that almost half of the companies have abandoned at least one cloud application initiative in the last 3 years due to integration problems. So this has really been a challenge that it's going to be addressed by a product like ICS. I mean, there are a lot of more scenarios where this is very suitable. Yeah, but this example, I think, it's something very real, something that happens. It's happening in the day-to-day for a lot of companies. So these kind of situations are going to be very good to try to position ICS and leverage this technology to improve the business. Okay, so, well, now I think we've answered some questions. I don't know, Rolando, if something more?
Yes, first of all, thank you for listening to the podcast. We expect that this content is good for you, and you're going to be hearing about Oracle ICS a lot, I would say, maybe this year, because the open world, and the coming years, this is going to be something very constant in our conversations in terms of integration. So let's just start using it, let's start testing it, and I think Oracle is going to create like a type of application marketplace for the developers to start developing specific integrations and adapters for many other cloud applications. So this is huge, and we are excited for it. So thank you again, and we are going to be creating more content around it. Thank you.
Thank you.